Leticia Beder, Human Rights Watch's deputy director in the African division, says she is concerned about the continued fighting in Sudan and the targeted ethnic killing in Al Janina of West Darfur State. Speaking to VOA via messaging application from Rome, Beder says Human Rights Watch is worried about reports and evidence of serious abuses taking place in West Darfur. She called on the UN Security Council and other international bodies to adopt urgent measures for protecting communities affected by the violence in Darfur.
Individual targeted sanctions against individuals, commanders of security forces, allied militias who are responsible for some of the most serious attacks, including killings of civilians, including burning of civilian property, should be sanctioned. But this has to form part of a much more broader, comprehensive response.
VOA reached out to RSF's Special Advisor for Foreign Affairs, Ibrahim Mukhair, for comment on this story, but he said he was still reviewing the report and would get comment later. Sudan's Doctors' Union reported that 1,100 people have died in the West Darfur capital of Al Janina since mid-April when the RSF and allied Arab militia attacked ethnic and self-defense militia in Al Janina town. Human Rights Watch officials called on the warring parties and allied militias to end attacks on civilians and guarantee safe access to aid agencies and families fleeing from the violence. The Rights Watchdog says members of the UN Security Council should do more to deter further killings in Sudan.
Well, we've obviously seen meetings happening on Sudan, but we have seen no concrete action taken from the level of the Security Council. There is a key role for the Security Council to play in preventing further abuses and atrocities from happening in Darfur.
Beder says Human Rights Watch believes the decision to end the mandate of the peacekeeping mission in Darfur was wrong.
We had raised the alarm of the decision by the international community to pull out peacekeeping forces from Darfur at a time where the alarm bells were already ringing and communities there, and especially communities from displaced communities, had already been warning that pulling out peacekeeping forces would leave them incredibly vulnerable.
Last year, West Darfur experienced the highest rates of food insecurity in Sudan. The United Nations says nearly 2 million people have been displaced in Sudan since the conflict started on April 15th, and about 150,000 have fled to Chad. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Juba.